What's perhaps the most popular opera in America is performed this weekend in Lexington. And tonight, a group that's giving classical music a younger face entertains an audience at the Singletary Center. With a preview of both events is Rich Copley, who covers culture for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich spoke with WEKU's Charles Compton.
Eighth Blackbird, it's kind of been a leading ensemble in the past decade in bringing new audiences to classical music and bringing new sounds to classical music, too. And what they will be performing Friday night with the Philharmonic is one of their real groundbreaking pieces. It is a concerto for six musicians, which, as described, sounds like an impossibility because you have six different musicians who all, you know, have their egos, have their different sounds to their instruments, and all of these factors in there. But it all comes together. If you've ever listened to it, the piece they're doing, Jennifer Higdon's On a Wire, has been recorded, and it's just this sort of mesmerizing, moving 22-minute piece that we'll get to hear live here in Lexington, including playing piano in a very different way, with all of the musicians sort of plucking and striking at the instrument at various times during the performance.
And we also have The Marriage of Figaro. It's being performed this weekend by the UK Opera. That's a classic.
It is. It's. I think I've seen it somewhere quoted that it is the most performed opera in North America. And UK Opera has done it before, and they're doing it again. This is, you know, in a way, sort of a follow-up to their Phantom of the Opera production, which was such a blockbuster back in the fall. You know, there were some people who, despite it, you know, nearly selling out 11 performances, there were some people who were like, well, you know, but we'd like some real opera. And so, you know, this will bring back one of the true classics in a very traditional production of Marriage of Figaro.
And in a non-traditional sense, a new play done this weekend by Actors Guild. It's titled Seminar.
It is. It is by Teresa Rebeck, who is familiar to Kentucky audiences through very frequent features at the Humana Festival of New American Plays in Louisville. And she also wrote a play called Bad Dates, which was a big success for Actors Guild. So successful, they did it twice. It was a one-woman show that Leslie Beatty starred in. This is an ensemble piece about a kind of a very harsh writing professor and several writers who work with him, and how that all plays out, and, you know, professional jealousies and romances of that sort over a period of working together during this seminar. It's also a directorial debut for Actors Guild's new assistant artistic director, Christina Ricci. And it's very important to note that is Christina without a T. So this is not the Hollywood actress Christina Ricci. But she is making her directorial debut with this show.
A film festival that's hosted, sponsored by the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexco. You guys have met with some unexpected success. You stood up well this week to a bad weather and the UK Wildcats.
That's right. I remember we were sitting in a meeting about it, and we were like, do we go up against any UK games? And we're like, oh, the opening night. But it was great. We had about 350 people out to see The Goonies on Wednesday night. And we come back again this week with, you know, it's certainly a Kentucky classic, Coal Miner's Daughter, the Oscar-winning Michael Apted film about Loretta Lynn. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there again this week.
And we look forward to hearing from you again next week, Rich.
All right. Thank you.
Information on the weekend's events is available in today's edition of the Herald Leader. You can also find out about arts and cultural events by visiting the events calendar online at weku.fm. Arts Weekly Here and Now is produced in the studios of WEKU on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond. We had help this week from Rich Copley, from the Lexington Herald Leader, John Hingsbergen, and Charles Compton. Our producer this week is Roger Duvall. I'm Joan East Franklin. Have a great weekend.